Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I please have the email address?
Yeah, it's E-L Calger. It's E-L-C-O-W-G-E-R at yahoo.com. You said Joseph?
Yes, sir. Okay. Okay, what's the zip code?
71105.
Okay. I'm looking for that. Yes, sir, I'm looking for that. Do you mind providing me with that zip code one more time? You broke up, sir.
71105.
71105. And the first and last name, please.
C-O-W-G-E-R is the last name. Ernie is the first name.
Okay, thank you for that. I'm looking for that account, Ernie. Thank you for your patience. Can I have the shipping address, sir?
435 Sandifer Drive, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71105.
Okay. Thank you. I've located an account with that information. Allow me just a moment. I've located an account with that information. Allow me just a moment to review the account.
There may be two. Well, it's got another address that may lead it to. The second one.
I'm looking over it. Thank you. Just allow me a moment. So I'm showing this is in regards to the smartwatch for the Gadgets Club, sir. So this was initially a membership you signed up for, the Factory Drink Savings Store Gadgets Club. 48 hours after signing up.
I signed up for a membership?
Yes, sir. 48 hours after signing up and receiving the, being billed the smartwatch, you were going to receive the billing for the membership.
Okay, I don't want that.
And you'd receive that gift for the smartwatch along with the membership fee, and that would purchase you a $125 gift card for you to shop online at our Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club.
What, is the gadget?
For gadgets.
What's it called?
Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club, sir.
Say that again, sir.
Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club is what it's called.
I can't understand the first word.
Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets
factory.
Club, sir.
Okay.
Is what it's called.
Factory Direct Savings.
Factory Direct Savings Store.
Store?
Correct.
Okay, can I cancel this?
Okay. I do apologize, sir.
That wasn't clear that I was signing up for this. Also, it advertised a Apple Watch Series 7, and then it changed to a Platinum Ultra smartwatch. So
I
know what happened with the Apple Watch Series 7. That was offered in the beginning. That was the come on.
I understand. I'm so sorry. Well, I will go ahead, sir. What I can go ahead and do for you today is I will go ahead and get that.
You'll go ahead and what?
I can go ahead today and cancel that out, sir, as you've requested. So the only thing you'll be billed for was the $11.94. You will not receive the membership fee for the Factory Direct Savings Store since it still hasn't been built yet. It takes 40 hours to build it.
I'm not following all you're saying. You're saying I'm still going to get the watch?
Yes, sir.
And that's Platinum Ultra smartwatch and not the Apple Watch Series 7.
So it's the smartwatch, sir, is what you ordered.
Initially was an Apple Watch Series 7. That was what was advertised.
What you ordered was a smartwatch, sir.
Okay,
I do apologize, sir. Again, we have a bunch of different gadgets. The only thing I'm able to see about the watch is it's a smartwatch. I'm not sure what brand it is. It doesn't give me the option to check that. It just shows the smartwatch was the gift you selected for that.
Okay, can I just cancel everything?
Okay, sir, I do apologize. I'm canceling out your account for you, sir.
Okay, and then I've got a second one to...
I'm seeing the smartwatch on here. I'm working on canceling out your account for the smartwatch, sir. Please stay in line.
Okay, sir, but I ordered a second one.
What else did you order, sir? Because I'm just seeing your
smartwatch
on the order.
Another smartwatch, sir. And I have the number for it.
What's the charge and the order? Do you have the order number?
Yes, sir. I've got two different orders.
Provide me with the order number, please.
Okay, this one order number is 2877-08838. Is that this order number or is that the second
order? No, sir. The order number I have with this order is the 2877-08792.
Okay, and I also have an order number 2596-74865. See, I was given all kinds of orders.
Yeah, no, I don't know what that's about.
Well, it was for the second.
What was the amount for that second smartwatch, sir?
Well, I was unclear. I think it's $25.73.
No, we haven't billed you $25.73, sir.
Well,
the only thing we've billed you is the
$11.94.
The only thing we billed you is the $11.94. We haven't billed $25.93.
I have two different billings, sir. Or do you show two different ones?
I am showing all you have is the smartwatch for $11.94, sir. That's all I'm showing.
I'm going to give you another. Okay, this is $11.94.
Let me finish getting the smartwatch closed out for that account.
Yeah, let's get it going.
I'm still working on that, sir.
Okay, thank you.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. I'm getting this canceled out. Okay. I have the order number, the cancellation number for the order,
right,
sir.
Okay. Just a minute. Okay, sir. Thank you.
You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It is going to be C like in Chuck.
You're saying C?
C like in Chuck.
Gotcha.
2877-08. And then it's going to be 792.
May I read the number back to you? C? as in Chuck, and then 2877-08792.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so have we finished that one?
Yes, sir.
Can I give you another order number?
Absolutely, sir.
It's 2877-08794.
I'm not pulling up in the order with that information, sir.
Well, I just got it in an email, sir.
You know, I'm not pulling up in an order with that information. You placed it all under one order, sir?
No, sir.
Or was there separate orders?
That's why I'm giving you two numbers,
okay,
sir.
So more likely, there's... Yes, sir.
Two different orders.
I'm not pulling up an account with that order.
Well,
there should be another... You should have received a phone number for the other order, sir. I'm not pulling anything up with that order number. Other than the only order I pulled up was the one for the 1194. Yes, sir. I'm not pulling up anything with that order number. I'm sorry, sir.
Well, this is the same number.
Okay, do you have the amount that's being charged, sir?
Yes, sir, it's 1998.
Okay, sir. Provide me with the first, sixth, and last four of the card being charged.
The what?
First, sixth, and last four of the card being charged for that order.
Okay, I've got to get the card back out. I'm not trying to be difficult. It sounds like with your voice, you're irritated a little bit, but I can't understand all the words you say sometimes, so I don't know what to do except to ask you. So the last four digits are 2316.
Thank you.
Do you see it?
I'm trying to pull up an account with that card information.
It's a master charge. Master
card. Okay, I'm looking, sir. Give me a moment, please. Okay, sir. And can you verify the shipping address for that?
The billing address, the shipping address was 3586 South Winter Lane, Gilbert, Arizona. The billing address is different. It's the same as I gave you a while ago. If I gave you that.
No, sir, I'm not pulling up an order with that shipping address, sir. Or that card information. What was the other address it could have been under?
435 Sandefur, Sandefur Drive.
Okay.
Shreveport, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71105.
Okay, sir. And the same first and last name on the order?
It was, yes, on the billing order. The billing is, Ernie or Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T or E-R-N-I-E, Calger, C-O-W-G-E-R.
Okay, sir. So I pulled up an account with that name and that second address you gave me, the 435 Sander Drive.
Uh-huh.
And that was for EarPods. Do you see that was 1998, sir?
Plus shipping for $574.
No, sir. It was just 1998.
Sir, I'm just telling you what they showed me on
the order. We billed you only 1998, sir. That's all we billed you for that. There wasn't any shipping cost with it. That was the shipping cost for that EarPods.
Okay, I'm just telling you what I was
saying. I'm explaining to you what we billed you was 1998, sir. That was the shipping cost,
okay,
sir. That was another gift you selected for the factory direct savings store, sir. So what
correct.
I can go, I will go ahead and get that canceled out for you, sir.
Right.
Please stay on the line.
I am, sir. Can you take my phone number in case we get separated, Joseph?
I have it. Let me make sure I have the proper phone number.
318-219-2010.
Yep, that's what I have.
Thank you. Will you call me if we get separated? So I don't.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Thank you. Good.
Yes, sir. Please stand in line while I get this canceled out for you, sir.
I've been disconnected sometimes and tried to get back, and it just bedlam. Sometimes it's impossible.
Okay, so I've gone ahead and got that canceled out for you, sir.
Okay, is there a cancellation number for that?
Yes, sir. It's going to be See Lake and Charlie
2877-08.
See Lake and Charlie 2877-08-794.
Yes,
sir. 2877-08-794. Correct, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Is it all done then?
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.